Hello, and welcome to the Thrive Mindset Podcast. I am so glad you are here with me. My name is Carrie Dale, and I am your host. I am an entrepreneur, author, podcaster, manifester, and motivator. And I am on a mission to empower you to create the life of your dreams. If you are looking to uplevel your life, relationships, finances, productivity, and success, you have come to the right place. I will share with you tools, resources, strategies, my failures, and my successes that have all helped me achieve the life of my dreams. It is my goal with this podcast to help you see your potential and empower you to create the life of your dreams. So let's get to it. Welcome back to the Thrive Mindset Podcast. I'm Carrie Dale, and I just want to start today by saying thank you. Thank you to all of you who continually listen and support me in this venture. And thank you to all of you that subscribe and comment. And if you're not doing that now, please do, and please share with your friends. But let's go ahead and dive into today. Today, I want to talk about something that I'm super passionate about, and that's finding and embracing and multiplying the joy in our lives. Because let's face it, life is too short for anything less than feeling ridiculously happy about the everyday moments. Like, seriously, there is no reason that we should ever go out into our day in a bad mood or grumpy. And yeah, things happen. I'm not gonna say that they don't. But joy and happiness, that is the energy you wanna be putting out. That is what you wanna be attracting to you. You don't want to attract the negativity in your life. You really want the good. Remember, that's what we're doing, right? We are manifesting the life of our dreams. All right, so let's kick things off by getting clear on one thing: joy versus happiness. While most people use those words interchangeably, I want you to think of them a little differently. I want you to think of happiness as that awesome feeling based on your external factors, like nailing a project at work, or hitting a fitness goal. Doing the things on a daily basis that you're like, yes, I did that. That was awesome. I'm happy about that. But joy, that is something so much deeper. It is internal. It comes from the inside. It's appreciating life's moments, big and small. And joy is what we're after. Joy is what we are trying to have on a regular basis in our life. So imagine joy as the warmth of the sun on your face, or the laughter that bubbles up when you're with one of your good friends and you're just joking around, or that place in your heart after a deep conversation with a friend. Those are moments of joy. That's what we're trying to amplify. Remember that everything is energy. Everything in this universe, it has energy to it. And you our energy and the universe's energy, and it's like a magnet, right? It is drawn to like kind. It is, well, it's magnetized by similar things. And so you want your energetic vibration to be in line with everything that you desire. And a lot of that starts with joy. It starts with that true feeling deep within inside you. Because that's what you put out. That is what the world sees. That is what the people around you see. But joy doesn't just happen overnight, right? If you are not a joyful person, it takes time and it takes work. So let's talk about how you can do some practical things. Dare I even say something life-changing, maybe? I mean, I think it is. But how about you start with creating your very own joy list? And it's not just any list, right? It's not just things that make you happy. It's a deeply personal, well, roadmap to what brings you true joy. All right, so grab a pen and paper. And yep, I'm going old school because you know me and I love to journal. And I think that writing things out is super powerful. In fact, I believe that there's power in writing with your hand. And I believe that when you put it out there and in that form, that it is formally said to the universe. It is formally what you're asking for. So grab that paper, grab that pen, and start thinking. Sit down and really reflect and think about the moments when you felt joy bubble up in your heart. Was it during a morning walk? Was it spending time with your family? Reading a good book? What was it? What was it that brought you that true feeling? I mean, for me, this may sound really silly to some of you, but my dog brings me pure joy. She loves unconditionally. She smiles. Like, she truly smiles. We take her for a walk and she comes back with the biggest grin, like she's had the best day in the world. And it was just a walk. And that joy in her, just, it brings me joy. Like I said, your energy is a magnet. And even with animals, well, actually, especially with animals, because she does that to me. She brings me joy. And when she has that energy, it just, I can't help but feel that way. So what is it for you? What things can you list out and write them down? Remember that no joy is too small. If it makes you smile just thinking about it, it goes on the list. And don't overthink it. I mean, I just said my dog Roxy, like she brings me joy. My husband brings me joy. My kids bring me joy. The smell of lilacs bring me joy. The smell of a great cup of coffee. Summer rain, rainbows, hummingbirds do it. Honestly, my list goes on, and it's going to be very different than your list. So spend the time, spend it today, spend it tomorrow, spend a week if you need to, but list it out. And every time you do think of something new, add to it, because the more you can grow that list and the more you can commit to looking at it every day, the more you can be reminded of the good in your world. And then I want you to not only commit to looking at that list every day, but I want you to commit to choosing one thing from that list every day that you will make your non-negotiable, like brushing your teeth. I mean, we all brush our teeth every day. At least I hope you do. Choose one of those things, whether it be to go for a walk because that brings you joy, or to make that beautiful oat milk latte that just makes you smile. Whatever it is, choose one thing from that list that you can say, that will bring me pure joy today. And do it. Don't let the day go without it happening. It is your non-negotiable. I think I've talked a lot about how I use gratitude to change my mood, right? I use it when I'm in a bad mood. But I also use joy. I also pull out my joy list and really feel how those things make me feel. When you have committed to creating a list of things that really invoke feeling as you're writing it, then when you reread it, you'll re-feel those feelings again. I mean, just like when I said the smell of lilacs, I mean, just saying those words, I can almost smell it. I can close my eyes and imagine walking by and just smell that scent. And that scent then evokes this, well, I don't want to keep using the word joy, but that's what it does. It evokes joy in me. It makes me feel good. It makes me calm. It's nostalgic. It brings floods of memories of summer and being a kid and all these other joyous moments that I have attached to that one smell. So it's really amazing how when you revisit something that you've put so much emotion into and you've really attached that feeling of joy to it, that if you think about it, it will transform your day. It will transform you from feeling like crap to feeling good. And maybe it's gradual. Maybe it's just bumping up one little rung on that ladder, right? Maybe you were in a really bad mood and now you're in a so-so mood, but it helps. Each step that you move closer to actually being joyous, the better you are. So don't feel like if you are not somebody who is truly joyful on a regular basis that you won't get there. It takes time. It takes practice. And you can do this. Start with your list. Attach emotion to it. And commit to it. And watch how it changes your day-to-day happiness. So like I said, joy is seriously a practice. It isn't just something that happens to us. It's something that we actively pursue. It's about choosing to see the beauty in our lives, especially on those hard days, especially when we don't want to. It's so much easier to focus on the negative and talk about it and gripe about it and gossip about it than it is to stop yourself and say, okay, but where is the beauty in this? What can I learn from this? What can I change? What can I do? And to change your mindset towards the good. But once you start practicing that, and once you start actively being mindful and thinking about that and thinking about where your mind is going and what you are attracting, well, it actually becomes easier to be joyful because you start to see the good that gets drawn to you. You start to see the excitement. You start to see how that positivity is like a domino. Like it just becomes another good thing and another good thing and another good thing. Whereas it's the exact same pattern in the negative. That negative does just that. It becomes more negative and more negative. So wouldn't you want the positive in your life? Wouldn't you want the joy and happiness in your life instead? I know I do. So make joy a practice. Use your joy list as your lifeline. Use it as the constant reminder that you want to feel good and you want to magnetize all the good things in your life. So here are a few things that I think will help you find your joy and be able to stay in joy. And I'm going to go back to it, as in you're not going to be surprised, but your morning gratitude. Start your day by listing out 10 things that you're grateful for. Because gratitude and joy, they really go hand in hand. I just said it a couple minutes ago when I was talking about how gratitude can change my mindset and how joy can. Well, that's because they're partners. It's because it is really hard to be in gratitude and be angry. It is really hard to be in joy and be sad. So start your day off with gratitude every day. Okay, so the second one I'm going to share with you is one that I have to practice regularly and is hard for me, and I think it's hard for a lot of people. And that would be the power of saying no. You have to protect yourself and the joy in your life by saying no to things that drain you, by saying no to the things that are not a hell yes. So Jeff has this saying that if it's not a hell yes, then it's a hell no. And for him, that's his way of deciding whether he's saying yes or no to doing something. And I love it. It's something that is harder for me to do, but I've been really, really trying to stop overcommitting to people and doing what others want me to do and instead do what I want to do. So the question is it a hell yes? Because if it is, awesome. But if it's not, that means it's a hell no. And you just need to protect yourself, protect your time, and protect your joy, and allow for the things that fill you up rather than say yes to the things that drain you. I'll commit to work on that. And I am committed to working on that. I hope you'll join me because I think we'd all be better off if we said no a little bit more often. And then lastly, I would just say surround yourself with joy. Who are the people in your world that light you up? Who makes you laugh? Who do you get excited to go spend time with? Maybe you have one person like that. Maybe you have a bunch of people like that. Maybe you don't have anyone like that. And I just would encourage you to find someone that makes you feel that way and spend more time with them. Because just like I said, it's easy to go down that road of, well, this sucks, that sucks, let's gripe about that and go gossip about it with your friends. It's just as easy to surround yourself with joyfulness and surround yourself with people that are going to continue to lift you up and make you excited and fill your cup with goodness. So do more of that. Surround yourself with joy. All right. I know that was a quick one, and I hope that you're all having an amazing week. It's full moon this week. It is gorgeous. It is the perfect time to reset and reclaim your joy. And remember that chasing joy isn't about having the perfect life. It's about savoring those perfectly imperfect moments. So I challenge you to make that joy list, and more importantly, live it out loud every single day, and watch what you begin to magnetize. Watch what starts to come to you. I think you'll be surprised how much joy can change your life. So if today's episode brought you a little joy, why not pass it on? Share it with someone you love and let's spread the joy like wildfire. And until next time, just remember, I believe in you and you can manifest the life of your dreams.